Unit 4, Activity 1. Listen and read.
Human-wildlife conflict is a big problem all over the world today, and it's getting bigger. Imagine coming home and finding a baboon or two eating breakfast at your table. That would definitely be a conflict between a human, you, and wildlife, the baboons. Because baboons are wild, this type of conflict could be dangerous. In Cape Town, South Africa, humans are interacting with baboons more than ever, right in their own neighborhoods. Because about half of the natural baboon habitat and food in this region disappeared, baboons needed to find new ways to get food. So they started going into urban areas and stealing the food they need for survival. Baboons are very smart animals. Once they learn that they can easily get food from humans, they won't try as hard to hunt for their own food. People who live near baboon habitats have to control this behavior by limiting the baboons' access to human food and garbage. Both humans and wildlife need protection from each other. Luckily, in some places in South Africa, there are people who work as baboon monitors. Their job is to keep baboons away from homes. Because baboons are afraid of loud noises, monitors use noise-making devices to frighten them away. They might also use paintballs to frighten the baboons. The monitors don't form relationships with the baboons, but they don't mistreat them either. They simply work to limit conflicts between humans and wildlife.